Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining us now from Politico, we've got Burgess Everett. Burgess, welcome back.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Charles.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, apparently President Obama is having a little bit of a problem getting some of his judiciary picks or judges past Congress, and it's starting to add up, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is all kind of a long tit-for-tat, about a decade-long fight over judicial nominees. But right now it's manifesting itself in the lowest number of judicial nominee picks through this point in the Congress that we've seen in years. And it puts the Republicans on pace to confirm maybe 10 new judges by the end of the year if they keep up the floor pace that they've been using so far this year. And this is all payback for the Democrats changing the Senate's rules last year to confirm almost 100 judges after November 2013. So basically, the Republicans are feeling good about their chances of taking the White House and holding the Senate, so they don't see a lot of reason to budge off getting more lifetime judges confirmed.
I'm going to ignore the job for life line, although I could have some fun with that. But what I'm going to ask you is I mean, realistically, I mean, we get it. There's politics and there's, you know, poking each other in the eye and kicking each other in the shin and all this kind of stuff between the two parties. But what does it boil down to with, you know, you and me and everybody else who leaves a non-congressional life? What's the outcome? What's the detriment to us?
Well, the most obvious thing right now, for example, is if you look at some of the immigration actions that the president has been trying to do through the executive office, because congressional inaction on immigration reform has kind of provoked him to use that route, but it's been blocked by a George W. Bush judge in Texas. So you kind of, that happened in February, and that's a way that these lower federal courts that really seem kind of esoteric and out there to the everyday American can have an effect on people's lives. And the more the president tries to do through the executive, through executive action or executive order, the more you will probably get into litigation that's put up by Republicans or conservative activists. So the judge that takes up these cases matters, and they all come from a president and from a Democrat or a Republican president. So it matters who's looking at cases, and that's kind of the larger picture. And then you also have a bunch of judicial emergencies, more than two dozen of them around the country. These are places where the courts say we need more judges here. Congress and the president need to work together on this. The president shares a little bit of the blame here as well, because he's got a bunch of vacancies, nearly more than 40 vacancies that he hasn't even nominated anybody for yet. So he needs to prioritize getting those nominees in, because until he does, the Republicans will be able to say, well, we are moving most of the ones that he sent to us.
This is, you know, this whole procedure is done in a specific way to balance it out. If one party is in power, they appoint their judges. And then when the next party is in power, they appoint their judges. And it's supposed to balance out. Is that correct?
Right. That's right.
And this is really throwing a wrench in the monkey works.
I mean, the other calculation, too, would be that Republicans probably think that if Hillary Clinton wins, she's going to nominate many of the same judges as well. So they see no advantage right now to confirming the president's judges, especially after Democrats did so many last year. But you're also right that this is all done kind of in a very arcane way. Judges are picked usually with the home state senators and the White House agreeing on agreeable judges so they can move them through committee. And then, you know, if you were the senator from Texas and you would advocate for these judges and help bring them through to the floor. And we just haven't been seeing that as much. And Republicans are blaming the president for not helping them make picks. So you're definitely seeing a partisan breakdown here that seems to have reached new heights in the past 6 months since the Republicans took the Senate.
Do you, you know, there's the accusation that the president's a lame duck president. I am sure that that's having something to do with it. But, you know, if you look over the last couple of weeks, the president's been knocking it out of the park, so to speak, pretty good. Is that lame duck perception still going?
I mean, it depends on which party you're in, but it will also depend, for example, on how Congress reacts to this Iran deal that we're all waiting for, if there is one. You know, if Democrats back up the president on this and don't kind of rebel and join the Republicans in voting against it on the floor later this year, you know, that would re-energize the president and probably dispel the lame duck perception, at least among his own party. But if you were to see Democrats starting to oppose his deal, then he would look more like a lame duck president. The trade legislation that went through before the July 4th recess definitely was kind of him flexing his muscles and being able to get bare minimum of senators on board to push the fast-track bill through Congress. That was also viewed as something that was kind of pushing away the idea that he's lame duck and that he can't move votes in Congress right now.
This is very interesting all the way around. Anything else we should take away from this today?
You will see the first circuit court judge confirmed tomorrow and the Senate comes back. So that'll be the fifth judge of this year. And it's a very small number. And these stories usually don't get a lot of attention unless you kind of broaden the angle. So we'll be watching closely to see whether Republicans pick up the pace or maybe even slow it down further. But it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Burgess said, thank you for being with us today. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
You can go to politico.com or follow me on Twitter at Burgess EV, and we'll be getting you all everything you need through the next month of July. We'll have a highway bill in Congress, and we'll have Iran, and we'll have No Child Left Behind legislation. It's going to be a busy month.
Yeah, and we'll keep you in mind. Thank you very much for spending time with us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Charles.
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.